Do you see the Ghostbusters thing?
No. What's wrong with Ghostbusters now?
Okay, so the Ghostbusters, everybody that was in the movie, the first movie, the one that was really good, got together on Zoom and discussed.
Oh, did they? That's so nice.
And discussed certain things about the movie that you didn't know. One thing you didn't know, the Rick Moranis part that was in the movie wasn't offered to him first.
Oh, who was it offered to?
It was actually offered to John Candy.
I sent the script, the very first script, to John, who didn't really get it and kept wanting to play him with a German accent with a couple of dogs, German Shepherd dogs.
What?
I said, I think that would be confusing, giving the dogs that are already on the roof. I don't think we can put any more dogs in this movie. And, of course, I knew Rick Moranis from Toronto and just sent him the script and told him what had happened with John. Rick read it and called me immediately and said, boy, John just made a terrible mistake.
I think that's amazing, you know, when you think about all the roles that actors didn't take and how, I mean, some of these movies are so iconic that you can't picture anybody else in the role. And then you hear, well, it was offered to somebody else and they turned it down.
Mm-hmm. And that was such an iconic movie. You remember every line, who was in it, you know, what they were doing. One famous line in the movie was, choose and perish. When Gozer said that, but the crew and all the actors didn't hear it as choose and perish. They heard it as something else.
Choose and perish.
You said juice or berries.
We actually did a version with juice and berries.
For about 2.5 hours, we said juice or berries. Which was the way that girl was pronouncing choose or bearish. It sounded like Jews or berries?
What do you mean, Jews?
As they were talking, I was thinking, you know, when we were saying that if the people who were in the movie weren't the people in the movie, how it would have changed the movie. And like, I would think about, famously, Pretty Woman. I mean, it made Julia Roberts' career, and there's some very famous scenes there. But Jennifer Connelly and Winona Ryder were both offered that role and both turned it down.
Yeah. They lucked out by getting Julia Roberts because she made that movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I love Jennifer Connelly and I love Winona Ryder, but I cannot picture either one of them in that role.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't have made it as interesting. The movie wouldn't have been as iconic. It's so iconic because of Julia Roberts and that big giant smile of hers and all those moments that she had with Richard Gere and the chemistry they had. So, yeah, same thing with Ghostbusters. I mean, the four of them that ended up being the Ghostbusters, I can't picture anybody else doing any of those roles because they had such amazing chemistry.
Well, the nightmare that probably was that movie was, how many comedians did you have in leading roles? Dan Aykroyd, how much of the script was improv?
80% would have been improv, and the rest sort of just structure and exposition we had to get out, but most of it was improv. When you bring a master comedian and charismatic comic leading man like Bill Murray into a project, you know that there's going to be contributions on the writing side.
When he's doing the piano.
I hate this.
That was improv.
Like torture him.
Bill, tell me about the piano scene. Did you come up with "They hate this" on the spot?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
I remember how that happened. We'd done a few takes, and suddenly Ivan went, "Oh, come on, Bill, do something." And then he did that, and of course, we were just shaking with laughter for the rest of the day.
Sigourney Weaver right there. Yeah,
she still looks good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's always been a beautiful woman. Tall, thin. I remember one time I saw her walk down the street in the Upper West Side, and it was like I was in the middle of talking to a friend, and it was almost like something was calling me that I had to look up and look over. And there she was, just this giant. She's big, and she was dressed beautifully, and she was just this vision. It was like walking. It was like watching somebody walk down a runway. I'll never forget seeing Sigourney Weaver on the streets of Manhattan that day, because she was just, oh my God, she's breathtaking.
She's one of those people, when she walks down the street, it's like a Christmas tree walking down the street. Everybody notices it and goes, wow, isn't that beautiful?